Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you say the Braves signed a 16-year-old?
Yeah, some kid out of Cuba for a signing bonus of $2.5 million.
I was wondering, can you only sign Latin American guys when they're 16?
Trying to get Jack an advance deal?
Sure.
Why not?
But, like, you know, there's guys, I mean, we live in one of the, like, the best youth development.
The East Cobb.
The East Cobb. There's a 16-year-old in East Cobb.
Sure.
Who people think is probably going to be a big leaguer.
Can they do that?
Can but I don't United, think you're allowed
to. Do those kids at Academy get paid?
What?
United Academy.
I think they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
kind of a, yeah.
Like.
That's kind of
soccer, you definitely have developmental programs.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Can you get those kids that when we went over there to do the show, those kids that are sitting downstairs in their lobby, they get paid?
I would think so. I mean, obviously, their room and board and education and all that stuff is paid for.
Right.
But I would think there'd have to be some kind of stipend, too, for the family or something like that. I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. But probably. But yeah, good for him.
Yeah, man. Lucky.
Good Hopefully he's great.
Take care of his family.
How many of those guys do you think never even make it, like, to America?
A lot.
A lot of
them. He's 16, just never gets better. By the time he's 19, we're like, yeah, this guy's not making it. Why even bring him over?
I would bet of the
40%?
I was going to say less. Of the Latin guys that they give these contracts to, I bet 25% of them even make it to, like, AAA.
Yeah, but I guess I was thinking, like, even, like, get over here and start in the minors and then from there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There's just so much between 16 and 21, you know? Like, a lot of people just kind of stop growing or whatever.
Well, yeah, I would say there's also that.
Lose interest.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like I said, at least he gets to take care of his family.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
one
thing. Yeah.
It's great.
That's a big thing. They're going to be fine because we know that. Them countries, they poor as fuck, boy. They take care of your family. The only thing about that is everybody else starts coming.
Right. Or I don't know how
distant
it works.
Cousins and probably drug lords or somebody.
Government. Cuba's always a little complicated. If we know he's got $2.1 million.
You know what they do.
They know he's got $2.1 million.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. I thought about this because my wife had me running all over fucking Schnellville, Soul Mountain, because she sent the wrong address to where the cake was this morning. I said, on the way here, don't forget to get noodles. I was like, fuck, because in Filipino, on birthdays, you got to have noodles for long life or some shit. Okay. But I know you're a twin, Abe. When did y'all stop celebrating y'all birthday together? Because I'm sure growing up, y'all had joint birthday parties, right?
Yeah, I mean, we still celebrate our birthday together.
Oh, y'all still do?
Like, we don't really celebrate a birthday. Like, my dad is 2 days before ours, so, like, we kind of celebrate all of them together.
Right.
Well, plus your sister's, like, your neighbor.
Yeah, like, we might go out to dinner with my mom.
But I'm talking about the kid parties. Y'all didn't have kid parties?
No, we did. I would imagine we held it together for a long time.
Did you get your own cake or was it a joint cake?
Joint. We always did joint. We'd do like some weird theme that like was kind of like that cologne, unisex, and just kind of
Like I had giraffes.
Yeah. Right.
And shit, well, like instead of, you don't like get instead unicorns.
So, you know, for like our...
what's the unisex animal? That's a great question.
So it's...
Because like obviously no, like, but flamingos are for girls.
Circus parties.
So for our like bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah, uh-huh. right? When it's combined, it's b'nai mitzvot.
Right.
We had a combined one.
Right.
And like... we didn't know like what the theme was going to be. Our mom planned it, whatever. Dad planned it, and it was like circus theme. We had popcorn and candy corn and snow cones, right? And, like,
because boys and girls both like the circus.
Yeah, it was just circus theme, and so you know, whatever.
All right.
Cause yeah, she would have had.
Did you at one point? You're like, hey, like, I'm my own man. I want my own birthday.
No, like everyone was like. Everyone knew that I was into sports, so it's not like I like needed a sports themed party for people to be like, "Oh, he likes sport." Like they just knew.
Yeah,
people just knew.
I don't remember ever having a themed party ever
in life.
Like,
not really.
Every party that my kids have had have been not only themed but like decorated to the fucking walls and like everything is. I mean, it's great. My wife does an incredible job.
We never had a theme.
I got a Batman cake for my fifth birthday, and I think the only reason I got it was because my dad rented a camcorder.
And he knew
he was going to be documenting it and wanted to be like make it seem like all that shit.
I had a mama cake. Yeah. Remember, my mom made a cake, a sheet cake, and had dyed the icing green.
Yeah,
and made a football field for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's most awesome. Of the question was like regular cake or cookie cake.
Yeah,
like what do y'all want? Because like obviously the bar mitzvah is like a big bash kind of. Most of them are some sort
but
of theme.
I don't know if
like,
this is so much because I think we're kind of coming at it from the standpoint of like obviously you didn't have the resources to be doing that. But were themed birthday parties in the 80s even really a thing?
I don't remember.
I think this is all social media.
It has to be.
I think this is like mom shaming, like other parent mom. Competing,
right.
Making moms that do it and don't do it.
They
feel
were partially
bad about
themed.
It.
Like growing up, they were partially themed. Like you'd have it at like Bo just had at a skating rink, or you'd have it at like a bowling alley.
Yeah, people would do that.
But like that. Maybe the plates are like
never
superhero
had a birthday
plates,
party nowhere like except for the apartment. Until I was able to afford my own stuff. Like in college, we hadn't had a birthday party. We had cook out at a
friend's
house. Yeah,
you'd have a party.
And tore Athens up.
How old's the little fella?
He's three.
Okay. I'm very anti-birthday party for the young ones.
Oh, I'm with you.
Like, what are we doing
I'm
here,
so
man?
With you.
Yeah.
We're spending time and way too much money for something but that one never going to remember.
When you get married and have children, you're going to have it, so don't worry about it. It's not about the kid.
It's not about them or you.
Yeah.
No, okay. I see where you're headed with this.
Taylor Mays going to Washington.
Yeah.
Who?
Taylor Mays. USC safety?
One of the coaches' safeties.
Oh, he coaches now?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, he's not playing.
Look, I was like, Taylor
Mays.
You
stopped the eligibility.
I thought, is there a different one?
No, he's...
That guy.
He was never.
May as well be a junior. So going back to that Ed Reed thing at Chamblee, his
not a Taylor Mays guy. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, bridges from the back in the day.
Yeah, he was He was real sure he was going to go to the NFL Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, when Pete passed on, he was like everybody was so like Ed. Hold on, you got this fucking mutant of a safety. Yeah. And you take this small ass kid from Texas.
Turns out Pete knew why.
Exactly.
Pete knew what was going on. Yep. Yeah, we're about the same age, so we'd kind of be around a little bit sometimes growing up. And he was.
Yeah.
Every year it gets worse and worse. There's a fucking 28-year-old interviewing for a coordinator job now.
Who?
I who cares? Fuck
what's Taylor Mays going to be doing?
Safety coach.
No, I'm talking about in the NFL, a fucking 28-year-old interviewing to be a coordinator.
What are you going to do?
I don't remember.
Well, I mean,
they coordinated where?
I don't even remember that.
Well, the guy we've been talking, the left-handed quarterback from Boise State,
Kellen Moore.
He was a coordinator in the NFL before he was 30.
I know. It's just like, damn, man.
You feel old?
I feel old and like a failure. It's the it's the dual.
I mean, what
it's
are you
the dual do? Thing? You know?
Yeah, I feel like a failure. I mean. You weren't going to be a coordinator in the NFL, if that. Sorry to break it to you.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.